What if I have a cognitive disability? 4 out of 10. Cognitively, Hellblade 2's approach is really going to be totally different depending on what you are comfortable with. It begins with understanding a game in English sick with subtitles. It isn't easy to follow if you are not comfortable with reading. Especially since, as we said, you often have to read three texts within a few seconds, what the characters are saying and what your two inner voices are saying. Texts often appear at the same time, so you have to scan all three texts very quickly. However, there's a narrator available for the menus, which allows you to fine-tune the game. But for everything else, it's going to be a big problem for players who can neither read nor understand English sick. Then there's context. Hellblade 2 is a very grim game. Senua is going through hell, and you can feel it every moment. Pressure is high, and the game plays on sudden surprises to make you jump. So, if you're sensitive to that sort of thing, beware, because there aren't any settings to warn you or disable the shocking parts. I have a thought for Zaizu from our team, who jumps 15 meters every time and is pumped up on adrenaline half the time. I even proposed he take a break a few times, but he held in there. In terms of game mechanics, as described above, you'll have plenty of fights. These require fast reflexes and call for you to react at a moment's notice. For part of the blog team, fights proved to be very complicated in normal mode. Fortunately, you can adjust the settings to simplify fights. You can reduce the overall difficulty of the game, but above all, you can partially or entirely automate fights. If parrying's too hard because of reaction time, just set it to automatic and focus on attacking. Not many buttons are used. The default setting is 7 buttons and 2 joysticks, but simplified combat reduces that number even further. Once in game, however, they don't display those keys on screen. You'll need to learn them and remember them throughout the game. In addition, from the moment the game begins, it's easy to see that guidance in Hellblade 2 is very limited. It was a design choice to create a cinematic experience in total immersion. So that means a total lack of interface in-game. The tone is set from the beginning, and you only have a start screen showing you controller actions, without showing you how to use them. But more than fights, it's the puzzles that'll cause problems. They require careful observation of the environment and a very good understanding of space in 3D. You'll have to find the exact position for your character and at which angle to reconstruct hidden symbols. And there aren't any general hints, either. When you get within a few meters of the right spot, a symbol appears in the air and vibrates. But with fairly large and sometimes complex search areas, you already have to get near the spot. The team had a hard time of it. The mirror puzzles are even more complex. You enter a double world, yours and its mirror version above you. But there are differences. So, by focusing the trigger on nodes in your world, you can reverse worlds. You have to analyze both worlds to figure out how to move forward, what's blocking you, what you need to reverse, and in which order you need to do that to achieve your goal. So there, I have a hole in front of me, but there's a bridge above me, so if I use the mirror that's here, it'll switch the bridge with the hole, and I'll be able to cross. But once I've crossed over to recover the stone on the other side, I'll have to switch back. This process requires good analytical skills. Exploration is a little bit less problematic since it isn't compulsory, and you're often guided by the presence of marks on the ground. Hellblade 2 is, therefore, a game that leaves you to your own devices, with very few in-game hints to guide you. Add to that the violence of this world and the need to read several texts simultaneously. For these reasons, you may judge for yourself according to your own abilities, but we would advise against it.